G'day everyone, it's Ian here. It's Friday night. I've had a normal sort of week at work, bashing away at things, building a few things, getting on top of stuff, appreciating how good life is. It is good. It's good simply because I have a bit of continuity of income. And I was just reflecting on how nice that is. I have spent the vast majority of my working life as a contractor, self-employed, variations thereof. I've spent huge amounts of time with very little money. And coming back from Europe last year, really broke, which I've mentioned before, it's nice to have continuity of income and slowly chipping away at things. I feel affluent at the moment, really, really affluent. I'm not. If I was to sit down and do the sums, I'm not, but I feel affluent. And that's a wonderful feeling. But that's not the reason for this audio boo. The reason for the audio boo is because I've been playing tonight. I've got a bit of exercise earlier, and I went out for a bit of a walk into the city to see what's happening, with only a week and a bit before Christmas, and how the city's all sort of pumped up and doing their whole shopping madness stuff. And I've come home and flicked open Twitter on TweetDeck and got these 8 columns of people doing their different things. And I've actually got an audio boo column on TweetDeck, which I've got different people. Yeah, Paul O'Mahony and Documentally and Jackie R. And who else have I got here? Dean Reed and Big Rick and Dean and Amanda and, you know, all the usual crowd, you know. McColgan isn't here at the moment, and I've got Audio Boo. But anyway, I've got a TweetDeck column that is specifically the Audio Boo people. And I just sent out a tweet reflecting on how Twitter has changed. Back in the day, back in August 2007 when I first got on Twitter, it was all so exciting, and you get on there and you'd follow a couple of people. First person I followed was Cameron Riley, who is now here in Brisbane. Man, a good friend now. And I met him because he was running the podcast network and he had his own podcast. So today, G'day World, it was called. He was a shining light in the world of podcasting back in the day. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to monetize it and make a buck out of it, which is a real shame for him. But because of him, I sort of got onto Twitter and I followed a few people that he was following and followed a few of them. And you know, and I think for most of us who got on relatively early in the piece, the numbers of people who we followed has remained relatively the same. Very quickly, I followed towards 2,000 people, and that's the number of followers that I have today. And I've noticed that most people's followers haven't changed a great deal from when they first got on. Yeah, there of course there are exceptions to that. But also back in the day, I was following all sorts of people and engaging in conversations with them. You know, and because of that, I met people globally. And a couple of them, you know, became people I met internationally and befriended. Adam in Toronto, who was living in Prague at the time, was one of those people I met when I went to Europe in 2008, and we started a flippant conversation that ended up with me visiting him in Prague, and he's now a good friend, all because of Twitter. And Dana Sayer, who's also here on Audio Boo, I made a point of meeting with her at Hyde Park in London when I was there back in 2008. That doesn't happen anymore. Those connections just don't happen on Twitter. I follow people on Twitter and maybe have the occasional exchange with them, but there isn't the deep connection that we once had. I think it's because of the Oprah effect, as I call it, once the celebrities got on board and Twitter completely changed from being this little fringe thing that a few of us knew about, that we were all very excited about, that we wanted the rest of the world to get onto because we wanted the rest of the world to be doing what we were doing. We naively didn't realise that by that happening that it was going to completely change. And back in the day, it was very much a village. I've always used the analogy that it's a village. You know, we were all in the market square. Back in 2008, when I did go to Europe, I caught up with my good friend Claudia in Tübingen in Germany. And we went to the centre of Tübingen where there was a market in front of the town hall. Classic, classic German architecture. You know, exposed beams and beautiful, beautiful old town. Goes back to the 13th century. All that classic architecture. And as well as walking around looking at all the summer fruits in that June and seeing how everybody was interacting, I couldn't help but think of it being like Twitter, where everybody knew everybody else and engaged and had conversations, and it was very communal and very much a village atmosphere. And that's what Twitter was like back in the early days, but it's not like that anymore. Twitter is now a broadcast medium. We've got everybody on board, and they're just pumping out the stuff. And a lot of it's crud. Some of it's interesting. And if you can filter through the crud, there's a lot of interesting stuff, but a lot of it's broadcast. There's not a lot of conversation. There's not a lot of storytelling. There's not a lot of engagement. And I must admit, I've lost a lot of interest in Twitter. And I got on app.net pretty early in the piece, again, because of documentally. I follow Christian basically as a shining light. You know, he's cutting his way through the undergrowth, like Livingstone going through deepest, darkest Africa of the digital domain. You know, he's the one finding the path through to Lake Victoria, and I'm the one following along behind. And when he finds something, I make a point of going and exploring it. And ADN was one of those things I went and got on board with fairly early in the piece. And I do like app.net, but it doesn't have the resonance that Twitter had back in the early days either. I got onto Diaspora also, but it doesn't sort of fill the gap either. It doesn't fix the problems that Facebook has. But Audioboo does. But Audioboo does, and that's the truth. Audioboo fulfills that desire. I'm following not many people. I'm following a good few people on Audioboo, but I mean really following. You know, engaged in every conversation that they have. And it's only probably about 10 or 12 people. But I really like it because I'm friends with you. And I think a lot of you are listening to this. And I really enjoy that because I'm getting to know your personalities. And I can't help but think if I was to swing through Europe again next year, I couldn't help but want to just pop over to the UK and, you know, like, hey, you know, while I'm in Europe, I might as well go to Ireland and go and see Paul and, you know, and Bernie. And while I'm in the Europe, I might as well go and see everybody in England and Scotland, you know, people like Mac, you know, because I'm in Europe. And hey, if I'm in the Northern Hemisphere, I might as well pop over to the US and go and see Sassy Cat, you know, because that's the attitude you have when you come from Australia, you know, like, okay, well, if I'm going to go to Europe, I might as well go to America as well, because it's just next door, isn't it? Yeah, because these are people I follow and these are people I take interest in and they feel like community. And it reminds me very much of what Twitter used to be like. And it reminds me very much of what Twitter has lost. It's probably got something to do with scaling and it can't really be helped if all of a sudden we had 5,000 people on Audioboo doing really great storytelling. It would probably become a deluge of information and I'd lose interest in it also. It'd become a broadcast medium. And I know there are some people out there who do treat it as a broadcast medium rather than an engagement conversation. But it was really nice just to get on TweetDeck tonight and hook up with All One Word and Dean Reed. You know, his poor little daughter has broken a finger. You know, it's nice to engage with Dean about his daughter, you know, and hear how things are going. It's nice to have a bit of a fun exchange with Big Rick. You know, these are the conversations that you have, and you can have them over Twitter, but not like the old days. It used to be like that in the old days all the time, but now it's so much more rare, and it's been good fun tonight on this Friday night to sit down and have some of these conversations. I occasionally throw little tidbits out to some of the people who also are on my Twitter feed, but most of them are way too busy. There's a bit of this sort of, well, I might reply once, but I'm not really going to open to a conversation. I might say thanks or one little retort, but a real conversation, nah. That was the way it was back in 2008. That's not what we do nowadays. We just have this slightly more professional, I'm a broadcaster and thanks for listening, and we'll move on now. And you can listen to what I'm putting out. But for the people I've been interacting with tonight, it's been a lot of fun. Thank you very much. I've really been enjoying it. And I think there's a lot to be said for connecting with people and engaging and doing what we do as humans. I can't help but think that Audio Boo actually has something really powerful going on. If only we can make it work better for everybody. All the best, everybody, and I hope you all have a superb, absolutely tremendous weekend with only 10 days out before we hit the Christmas madness. I hope you're having a wonderful time. All the best, hey. Bye-bye.